four for the fifth. Four radio programs for the Fifth War Loan, produced by Arch Obler and William N. Robeson for the United States Treasury. And starring on this broadcast, Mr. Francho Tone. This is a war not only of men and machines, but of ideas. As the first of this special series of broadcasts about the ideas for which we fight and those which we must fight against, we bring you the play Surrender, written and directed by Arch Obler and starring Mr. Francho Tone.
All right, get in there. Sit down. Go on, sit down. Okay, Chris, just put your hands down. Hands down. Now sit there like a good guy or I'll press the trigger.
Oh, you took a German in school in the last time. Oh, yeah, golly, it's a good deal. What's the matter with you? I'm excited. Yeah, I'm my first prisoner, so I'm excited. He wants to charge and open his big blue eyes.
Private First Class J.D. Henry reports the catch of an enemy lieutenant, sir. I lost contact with my patrol, sir, but since we had arranged a rendezvous at the stone house near the creek, I was on my way there when I met this nasty aviator. I mean, when I captured this nasty aviator, who had bailed out and was trying to make his way back to his line. Yeah, I'm talking about you, mister.
Did you know your name?
Carl Eckhart.
What?
Thank you, Danger. Well, why didn't you let me know before? What do you want to let me go on talking to myself like a Charlie McCarthy for?
I didn't understand.
All right, all right. What are you talking to tonight? You sit there quiet, you'll get along fine.
Are you really a look-wife, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
I did all right tonight.
I have not lost my revolver during my defense.
Well, stay like you. With
nice feet.
Not sit still. Okay, keep doing it.
You are waiting for your patrol?
Yeah, then we'll...
What?
Hey, come on.
Hey, you back there. You come out with your hands up. Oh, God, tell you. All right, old man. Stand back. Hey, do you hear me? Stand back.
Yeah, Fatima.
Wow, so you taught that too?
Little. Tele. Cosa fa qui? Vito.
No one, an old man, is afraid I can get through the bomb.
All right, tell him to stay over in that corner and he won't get hurt.
Father Lee, Vigeda, and Vito.
I would like them to walk.
Water? Sure. I can't think. Cat.
Duncan.
It's okay. Drink all you want.
Enough. You can't see any
parts of it. Got the rations left?
Nothing.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Well, I got some of mine left. Just a chocolate. I'll split it with you. Only sit still.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. That's it.
Huh? Did you say something?
and I left my hair pin. Could you please tell me what time it is?
Well, you're not going anywhere, but almost there.
Sun is set.
Yeah. That old man sure can't sleep.
Yeah. The patrol is not coming?
They'll get here, don't worry.
I do not worry, huh? You're a prisoner.
Yeah. Sure must be hard for you to take. Prisoner of a guy you outrank.
You said it before, c'est la guerre.
Yeah. Well, if my number's up, at least it'll have to be a lieutenant colonel.
I would like to ask you something.
Go ahead.
What will you do when finish the cigar?
It's not worth $64.
Huh?
I mean, that's an easy question. I'll tie you up. I'm not going to lose you, mister. Keep your hands where I can see them, or I'll do it now.
I don't release you for my harmonica.
Your what?
Harmonica.
Hey, I searched you. You haven't got
any of my feelings. You didn't notice. There.
There. Okay. You sure play that thing.
And you?
You're talking to a guy from Indiana.
Does that mean that you can do it?
A little.
Here, would you show me, sir?
Well, okay.
Oh, that is very good. You are
keep away.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I'm thinking you're not going to be good.
But it's still a mouth on you. Yeah, you'd better do the playing.
All right. On my father's farm. In the marshes there are wild geese, in the woods there are goats, partridges,
rays,
calves, pike, deer, stags,
birds. What is it all? It's not just like Indiana.
You have so many things there. There's a trout, a chickerel, and what's the longest?
How did you know that?
Well, I just wanted to visit your country, so I'm afraid it's all different.
You know what I miss most of all?
Well,
the meadowlark.
Yeah, rising up out of the fields and giving out the sky and...
Yeah, the stars can be important.
Well, I think it is very nice. I, too, many things. Soft knife and a baby boat.
And what's that?
It means like a baby boat. This time of the year when the earth was done, I would be on my boat in the river.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. I got a canoe.
Oh, that must be good for us, huh?
Yeah. We got some fast running water near where I live. I mean, in the spring when the river's high.
You spoke of the bird. Sometimes when I was flying, very high. I would think I could hear the bird and the tree outside of my window at home in the morning.
That's a funny thing. You know, this sure isn't in the book.
Huh?
Well, you and me, sitting here talking for almost 2 hours about growing corn in Indiana and the birds, how you and your dad raised barley and oats and fish. Everything else just doesn't add up to this 45 in my hand and I flush it again, I guess so.
Hey, we must be about the same height, the same weight and build.
Mm-hmm.
And we both play the harmonica pretty good.
And we're both really a couple of hicks.
Harvesters?
Farm boys.
Oh, yes, farmers.
But I like to be sitting at my supper table right now.
Control. Yes, yes. If you wanted to, I could lead you into our center and fix you in. Before it was dark, you could be well fed. Start to hear soon.
Say that again.
Well, you've not had one of life's great wonders if you've not had our beer soon.
No.
A liter of beer, warm, with two slices of lemon, a clove, a bit of cinnamon, eggs, a cup of cream, all that is beaten to a froth and it's poured over toasted. And there would be puffy pancakes and chocolate pancakes and thick pancakes covered with powder.
Hey, well, you shut up. That'd be a hell of a thing to tell my grandchildren how I traded in my first prisoner for schnitzel and eggs. That is so hard.
I too am hungry.
Yeah. Well, it won't be long. They'll get here. Just relax like the old man there.
What is your name?
Huh?
First name.
So?
I'm Carl.
Okay.
Still?
Yeah?
Yes. It's just your theory of... How much of it was ruined?
Ruined? New York? Who are you talking about?
New York, when we bombed it. This guy. Was there terror?
Bombed it? Ha! Quit this shit.
Good.
Hey, that old man's still sleeping.
Yeah, maybe I'll tell who's there like this.
Yeah. I think I'll meet you with South Bend post-war and we'll do in a vaudeville.
Huh? You mean theater?
Yeah.
No, thank you. That is not in my plan.
Or in mine. You like blonde?
Blonde girl? Oh, yes, of course.
That's the way I figured it. We've agreed on everything else so far. My girl's a blonde. That's my post-war plan, huh?
With me, it's not quite so simple.
Huh?
Well, I have many blondes.
Oh!
That is my kindly thought.
Yeah, well, what's so misfortunate about that?
Well, I meet a pretty girl. I take her for a ride on my boat.
Yeah.
When the moon is low, my heart grows full.
Yeah.
Kiss, I'm in love. Then I meet another girl. In the boat, the river, the moon, we kiss the full heart. Again, I'm in love. This goes on all through the summer, and the summer is very long.
And all blonde?
What is it? Like I sometimes make a few expect.
You must have a very busy furlough.
Oh, yeah.
The sky sure is getting dark.
Yeah.
It won't rain, I guess. Hope the fellas get here before it starts.
That's a good plan?
Yeah. They'll get here. Say, how about you singing me a song?
Song of what?
Oh, anything.
Well, I don't know. A military song?
No, none of that.
Would you like to hear a song my father sings?
Well, why not?
I sing it only in my own language.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I tried to translate it. It's called the He That Loves a Woman Fair. Ask not overmuch for fair form and sense. That woman is good. Beauty is but a snare. Gladly woo is good.
Yeah. Well, sing it.
All right.
Erlang nicht ihr von Schönheit, weder Form oder Gesicht, was heißt soll du sein? Bevor Heirat man spricht, bevor Heirat man spricht,
I like that. That won't take off the way up. She must think it's more bomb.
Yes.
Ah, she blows.
elements only, Thunder.
Subito. Non sono bombe. Suoni, suoni, capisci? Stativo.
Why don't they get here? The stone house at the bridge. I said I'd be here. Rain. Like in Indiana. Okay for the crops, huh, farmer?
Yeah.
We have no crawlers.
Huh? You and I, we
have no crawlers. Well, we're two human beings. We haven't, really.
May I say something to you?
Sure.
You are tired?
Sure.
I am too. Very much. I would like to sleep.
Well, go ahead.
I want you to know that you too can sleep.
Yeah?
I will not try to escape. I give you my word.
I don't know. I was. Huh? What? Oh. God. Was I asleep?
Yes.
Very long?
Yes.
How do you like that? Morning?
Almost.
Yeah, when did it stop raining?
Only a few moments ago.
You haven't slept?
No.
What? I sleep and you don't. And the old man? He's still at it, huh? That's a funny thing. I was sitting in the dark thinking about your mother. I've never seen her, of course, but I was thinking about the song you sang, and you said she always sang it, and I was trying to figure out sort of what she looked like. My mother's awful small and thin. My dad tried to fatten her up for years, but she has so much energy, she just burns it all up. But after what you said about German food, I was thinking what your mother would be like, you know, all sort of comfortable. And then I sort of kept hearing you say I could sleep, and I began arguing with you about that, and I guess that's when I fell asleep. What's the matter? You just sit there. Well, I'm sorry for what I said about your mother, but, I mean, I'm sorry.
It is time to go now.
Go? Where?
Come.
Huh?
Get your feet.
Carl.
I've given you an order. Stand up.
God. My God.
Stand up.
But your word. You gave
me... Close your mouth. We are going out of here. Close your mouth. Move for dumped Americana.
My God.
Faster, faster. Do you not think I know what is going on in your mind? You think the slower you go, the more chance there will be of a patrol of yours catching up with us, huh? Faster, I tell you, faster. Sneller, do now, do it yours. Sneller. Keep moving. This is a frame that leads to my camp. I know it is.
Get your feet.
Move. And slim this from the lager, blood Americana.
All right. Now we can rest. The
might be true. What did you say to me? Relax? We are quite safe from your patrols now, huh? Few moments rest, then... Well, perhaps I talk too much about the paprika schnitzel, huh? But the bread in our prison camp is quite good. Well, now, Joe, I'm surprised that you just because I tricked you with sleep, you Americans are supposed to be such good sports. When I was your prisoner, I was most congenial. What's the matter? I was your prisoner, you are mine. Your own words, c'est la guerre.
I swear I don't get you.
What? What do you say?
I don't get you.
Huh?
I look at you and I think to myself, he's just like I am. He's from a farm. Knows all about crops and animals and birds and boating on the river. Just the way I do. He's got a family. My mother used to sing to him.
What are you talking about?
I just don't get you.
Why do you keep saying that? What are you trying to tell me?
Tell you? I'm trying to find out.
Find out what?
I never saw a man commit a murder.
Murder? Who? That old man? Well, this is war.
War is guys like you and me. What's war got to do with using my gun to kill a frightened old man?
All vermin in the cellar.
When I got this GI uniform, they gave me lectures all about you. Showed me moving pictures. Here's a Nazi, they said. A Nazi. A special kind of guy. I looked, I listened, I believed. And then when I met you, you weren't like that at all. You were a guy, just like I was, inside another uniform. Didn't make much sense. And it still doesn't make much sense. How can you sing and talk about your home and family and then murder a scared old man and call it war? Answer me that.
You keep saying that we are alike. That is a foolish conceit. We are not alike. You see an old man die and you are no longer a soldier. You're a puking farm boy wailing with your Moses and your Jesus on the mouth.
Well, maybe we're not your idea of soldiers, but haven't they told you yet that we're winning this war?
What did you say?
That we're winning this war.
You lie.
Well, where's your African army? Where's your Russian army? Where's the Luftwaffe over Berlin?
In 1914, my father was a young man. In 1918, when he came home, he was an old man. He thought that we had lost the war. He did not understand that we had not lost the war. For every battle of that war was a proving ground for the great planners and the strategists of our military tradition. And so it will be with this war, American. Even if you overpower us by the weight of your numbers and your mongrel armies march from one end of the fatherland to the other, we will not have lost. For every lesson of this war is burned into our hearts and our minds, every lesson. And the next war, the final war, we will win.
Didn't they even tell you that that's why we're here? So there won't be another war?
There won't be another war.
No!
There will be. And I tell you why. Because although you may be able to blast your way through our fortifications, you will never be able to overcome the minds of our great generals. Once again, in your war weariness, they will be forgotten. They and those of us who, no matter what democracies you force upon us, live and will live only for the victory of the fatherland. Once again, in your bickering over the new markets of the world, once again in the quarreling of your politicians and sentimentalists over the peace tables, we will be forgotten. But your children will not forget us, American. For the next time, we will not waste ourselves on the Czechoslovakians of the world. America is the great power which has stood in our way for two generations. And the next time the blood will flow in your streets. The next time, you will be destroyed. Someone is coming. Make no sound. Down. Quiet. Your patrol. Make no sound. Foul! Look out, Dump America!
Oh! There he goes! Get him!
Joe! What? Joe!
shot, did he? We'll get him.
Sarge, tell him. Tell him to be careful. He seems like such a nice guy.
Gentlemen, you have just heard Mr. Francho Tone with Mr. Hans Conried in the play Surrender, written and directed by Arch Obler. The original musical score was composed and conducted by Gordon Jenkins. Been the first of four radio programs for the Fifth War Loan, produced by Arch Obler and William N. Robeson for the United States Treasury. Next week at this same time, you will hear the facts behind tonight's play in a stirring radio document by William N. Robeson entitled High Command. Back the attack. By more than before. To conclude this special Treasury broadcast, Gordon Jenkins conducts the orchestra in the second movement of his original tone poem, Free World, dedicated to a saner world.